Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support. Big O in the Noah Igbinoghimi case. I think I disagree. I don't think you draft a first rounder to be a healthy scratch and to play him in spots. I think Greer might have to try to flip him for a draft pick. Flip him for what at this point? You're going to lose. That's like the guy that bought Bitcoin at 65,000 when it was soaring and it drops to 28. And in the middle of the drop, you sell out at 35 or 40 and you lose your ass because you panic. You can't do that. You gotta work with the kid. It's what I think this is what it is. Yeah, of course you don't draft a guy, but they went and signed Jones. They have X. I think that they were thinking, okay, they need an insurance policy, but the problem is you're not giving him the playing time to develop him. And you're just not going to develop him enough in practice. You can do some stuff in practice, but it just doesn't mean anything. It's like watching Ben Simmons. They show you these practice highlights, and he's shooting from 20 feet out and hitting threes and this and that. And then here comes the game, and he's scared shitless to take a shot. Yeah, you got to play him. You got to put him in games. That's the way you get Noah developed. And unfortunately, they don't have the space to play him in a game. I saw somebody on the text saying maybe he's a safety. Maybe he is. I don't know. We'll see. I think the idea was to kind of develop him over the next year or two and then eventually become a replacement for either Byron Jones or X if they trade him for a boatload of picks. But this year, they knew he wasn't ready. So they had no intentions on trading X because they want to win and they want to get to the playoffs this year. Because to them, it's more important to get to the playoffs. I just think it sucks. But here's, you know what's my bigger problem with all of this now? Seriously, here's my biggest problem with all of this right now. The team's 1-0. They beat the Patriots. It had nothing to do with Noah. So why is he such a subject? And why he's such a sore subject right now? Do you have to go out of your way to worry about that right now? It has nothing to do with the game. He can't play. He's not taking over for Byron Jones and X. So what the hell's the problem? You understand? Like bitching and it's the same thing I just said about Manny Diaz. Bitching and complaining about Manny Diaz doesn't do jack shit. And bitching and complaining about Noah right now doesn't do jack shit. Can't play over Jones and can't play over X. He's not a slot guy. You got your slot guy. The team's 1-0. Can we just talk about the Bills? Can we talk about the game? Can we talk about the players that are on the field? You have to worry about the guy that's not on the field? That's the part I don't understand. Are you just bitching to bitch? That's all it is? Complaining to fucking complain? You can't enjoy the moment that they're 1-0? We have to find something negative. They won the game. Why isn't Noah playing? Well, dude, he's not starting over the two corners. So what do you want him to do? He doesn't get any playing time to develop. So what do you want him to do? So why complain about him right now? He has nothing. You know when you talk about Noah at the end of the year, you don't talk about Noah after you beat the Patriots on the road. You're 1-0 and you're getting ready for the Bills. He has nothing to do with the Bills game. So why are we going to talk about him? It's more important that Byron Jones plays well. It's more important that X plays and shuts out people. It's more important that Javon Holland develops right now. That's what's more important. It's more important that Nick Needham plays his ass off like he does every week of his life. It's more important that Jalen Phillips plays well. He's playing. Why do you waste your time worrying about Noah because he doesn't play? And he has no factor in this game. And it's not like they desperately need him as a gunner. They don't need him. They don't need him at safety right now. They don't need him at corner right now. Now, if people get injured and then you've got to go depend on Noah and he doesn't come through, the door is open to complain. But right now, complaining about Noah does nothing, dude. It's a waste of time. And you might end up looking really stupid, just like the people that were complaining about Gesicki. But at least with Gesicki, guess what, folks? He was playing week after week in his first year while he had a terrible year. That's not Noah. Did Noah get to play 16 games last year? No. He filled in for a couple. That's all he's done. It's almost like this is what I keep telling you about certain fans. They keep living in the past, and they keep worrying about the past, and they keep thinking that the past is going to come up again. And it is amazing to me the amount of texts and complaints that I get about Noah, and it's like it has nothing to do with the game anyway. He can't play. Even if he actually could play a boundary position, he can't play. He would be sitting there and standing there and waiting. Because he doesn't have a spot to start anyways. That's the part that's amazing to me. I'd rather talk about, like I did with Lisa, are you going to get Ahmed more involved in the passing game? How much will Shaheen, who's looked good with Tua, help out now and will drive those damn, you know, safeties crazy now because they have two tight ends now and two big bodies that can catch the pass? Will Fuller, the addition of Will Fuller, we know that the dude's a speedster, that he can take the top off the damn defense. I am so excited about watching Will Fuller and Jalen Waddle on the same field and how Devontae Parker will no longer be the focal point. And now he gets to face against probably a lesser corner now, which Devontae will be able to take advantage of those lesser corners. Why can't we talk about that? Why can't we talk about, hey, when is Eichenberg, who is getting opportunities, when's he going to challenge for a starting job? Now, he got good play this week. You know, hey, Austin Jackson's back. He's been playing a lot. Let's talk about him. Hey, Hunt was really good in this game this past week. Dieter didn't play bad, actually. If you watch the tape, he actually did a decent job. Why don't we talk about these things? They're 1-0. We can get excited about the Bills game. It's freaking home, dude. And we're worried about a guy that doesn't play. I'm sorry. Some of you are worried about a guy that doesn't play. I don't get it, man. I really don't. You like, there's no happiness in your life? You can't sit back and enjoy the damn moment? So, no, let me find something to bitch and complain about because that's my fucking life. That's what I do in life. No matter how good things are going, let me find something to complain about. I hit the lottery. Great. But, dude, I got to fucking drive to Tallahassee.
I don't get it, man. After all these years of suffering, we got a coach, we got a front office. They're changing the culture, they're winning, they're only getting better, and all we have to do is try to find some kind of negativity in every goddamn thing. There isn't anything negative. Do you guys understand that? It's a packed stadium. You got your starting quarterback. Why don't we talk about the starting quarterback? You got a team that's undefeated, the only one that's undefeated in the damn division, sitting on top of the division, above everybody else. It's going to be great buzz in the stadium. It's a beautiful stadium. What Stephen Ross has done, and what Tom Garfinkel and Stephen Ross have done to that a place, they've made it a palace for you. Man, let's talk about that. No, let's just bitch and complain about a guy that doesn't play. And a guy that doesn't have a spot to play in anyway. It's baffling to me, dude. It just is. It drives me crazy that some of you cannot live in the moment and actually enjoy it. No, I got to find something to complain about. Because that's just the way it is.